Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What You Read Next podcast. In this podcast, your host, Lori Amin, will interview published authors to chat about their work, journey to getting published, and their book recommendations. If you share a passion for books and always looking for your next read, then join us.
Hi, Marnie. Welcome to What You Read Next podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. It's an honor to be here.
I am so excited to chat with you. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am a 30-something year old who is originally from Maine. I happen to be from the same town as Stephen King, actually. And it's where I went to college. And then I moved to Boston, where most of my books are based. Mm-hmm. I've been there for a couple of years with my boyfriend, who's now my husband. And then 16 years ago, we moved to the gorgeous state of Florida. So we live here with our yellow lab. And I am about to publish my 27th novel.
Oh my gosh. So when did you start writing?
My whole life. You know, if you ask my mom, she'll tell you that the way I got out of arguments was I would write my way out of them. If I wanted to tell them my viewpoint, I would write it down and slip it under my parents' door when they wouldn't talk to me because I did something bad. It's just always how I've communicated my whole life. So I just sort of, I think I was just meant to be in this career, honestly.
Hello, just. And were you always a romance reader or something you just stumble upon? You're like, you know, I'm just going to write romance, you know?
Well, I used to steal my mom's Danielle Steele and Nora Roberts books, like, from her. So that's all I ever read growing up as a kid. I mean, aside from like all the books that we had to read from school and the Babysitter's Club and all that kind of stuff. Are We There? God, It's Me, Margaret. I will never forget that one.
But, yes.
You know, romance has just always been in my blood, I think. My first two books are not romance, though. Mm-hmm. So I didn't start writing romance. Although okay. I wrote chick lit at first and it didn't work out because I'm just not a chick lit writer. And then my first two books I got published were literary fiction.
Oh, and so what made you decide you go for literary fiction? What's your writing process for literary fiction? And then we can chat about writing process for romance.
So yeah. It's kind of a morbid story. I lost a really good friend of mine to an overdose. And so
I'm so sorry.
So it inspired a story. And I knew addiction from like the enabler standpoint, but I didn't know it from the addict standpoint. So I have a little bit of a journalistic background. So I just hit the streets and I started interviewing addicts. And I knew that there was a story in there. Like her, when I started writing after she passed away, it was just therapeutic for me. And as I was writing sort of my thoughts and processing her death, it turned into a story. And then for me to get the background and the knowledge of the addiction, that's when I hit the streets and it turned into a duet. And the first book is called Memoirs Aren't Fairy Tales. And it's a girl who's addicted to heroin. And so it's very morbid, but that's how I started. And so from there, I sold the rights to that book to a small publisher based in Seattle. And there is sex in those two novels. And they said to me at the time, you know, you have a knack for writing sex. Have you ever considered writing erotica? And I said, well, I wanted to always write chick lit, because I thought that I was Carrie Bradshaw and that's what I was meant to do. And the publisher said, why don't you just try writing erotica? And that was it. I never went back. So.
Oh my gosh. And so what is the process like to write romance? Like, you know, cause your books are different. Like you're not just your typical, you know, cookie cutter romance novels that just heat the beats and you just like get there, they happily ever after, you know?
I have like Zen diagrams on my walls of all timelines and my books are complicated. So they really start with an idea. Like When We Met is the book that's releasing in 2 weeks. And it started with a concept in my head of, you know, if you had a decision to choose how your life would take you, what path would you choose? And so the idea starts forming and that probably happened about a year ago. And I write the idea down and I just kind of let it simmer in my brain. Because I don't know that that idea can actually transfer to paper. It's sort of two different concepts. Like just because in my head it looks great doesn't mean that it's going to be able to be read or written. It took me a while to figure out the format of this book because, you know, it's just a complicated concept. So usually it's about a year I process. I talk to my publicist, who's also my best friend, and we kind of come up with some ideas of how I can translate the idea to paper. And then I just start writing. And honestly, I do outlines and I do have diagrams and I have book Bibles for every single book because my timelines are crazy and all over the place. But I just kind of start writing and let my imagination take me there. And I wander off a lot on the outlines that I create. And then suddenly we have a book. And then I just edit the heck out of it. So that's really my process.
I love this. And what has been the process writing in the midst of the pandemic? Although things are different in Florida, but you know, we're still in a weird place. It's a weird time. So
it's been crazy and not easy. You know, my husband and I are wanderlusts and all mm-hmm. we do is travel. And so I get most of my inspiration from traveling and visiting new places, and not being able to do that and sort of being cooped up at home has been a challenge to write. So mm-hmm. I did write a book during quarantine, and I'm just not ready to publish it yet. It's just sort of living on my computer. But since then I finished When We Met, and I'm almost done with another book also. And so it's been challenging, you know, kind of tapping into this creative memory and remembering what life was like prior to masks and not being with friends. And it's hard. It really is.
It really is hard. I think it's just like life as we know it, it's like so different. And it's interesting. Like, I just wrote a book that has some COVID, and I was like, too soon. You know? Like, I was like, it's not even mentioned COVID, but it's mentioned it sort of. And you're like, oh, I'm not ready for this, you know?
I agree. I couldn't read it either. We're living it. We're such in the thick of it still. I don't want to read about it.
Yeah. So it's just like, I feel like it's hard. It's hard to, you know, like, how do you create a world? And like, because we're for escape most of the time, just to do something, you know, just get out of this world. So I can imagine you writing. I don't think you want to be writing about what's going on in the world, you know. So, but your book deals with something that happened in historical moment. So the Boston bombing. So that's like the trigger event. What was kind of like your trigger? Was that part of the story, or were you just realizing, like, you know, this could be a good place to do this kind of like whatever decision you make makes an impact?
The book is actually the second book in a series, but mm-hmm. I have to say that both books are total standalones. They're not a continuation. I did steal a character for, well, the world starts with When Ashes Fall. Mm-hmm. And so there is a similar theme in When Ashes Fall is When We Met. And so Smith, who is the best friend in When We Met, is the mm-hmm. hero in When Ashes Fall. So the world started there, and it's probably my most favorite book that I've written. And I wrote that book 2 years ago, but was inspired to write the book 3 years ago. And so I've had this idea in the back of my head for When We Met. Like I said, it usually takes me about a year. So I've had it for about a year, and I knew that it would fit perfectly in the When Ashes Fall sort of world. Mm-hmm. And so I fit it in. It's almost hard to describe why and how, because I don't want to give away any spoilers to either of the books.
Yeah, I think it's good to just go blind. Other than it's just like, it's set in Boston and things happen, and you know.
That's how I describe it. It's set in Boston. There's a hero and heroine and things happen. Like, honestly, yeah. That's pretty much all I can say. It's
Yeah, and just go blind. So, changing topics. So what is your favorite like trope or idea that you'd like to write?
I love love triangles. I know they're so controversial, but they're so fun to write because they're so messy and complicated. And I love messy and complicated. Mm-hmm. I also really love second chance romances because I feel like relationships are just so challenging. And mm-hmm. I love the idea of people meeting younger and then getting back together later in life, or being together and breaking up and then having a second chance. Like, I think that when you find your soulmate, it doesn't necessarily mean things don't work out now. It doesn't mean that they're not going to work out forever. And I love that concept. So let's see, those two are my favorite, but I love to read dark romance, and I love to write that too. So
I love this. And so, speaking of dark romance, do you have any recommendations or any authors that, you know, we should check out?
Kay Webster is the queen of dark romance. Mm-hmm. Jonna Darling, she also is very, very, very good at her dark stuff. Willow Winters has some dark romance that I've also really enjoyed. Three of them are fabulous.
I love this. And so what are you working next?
So there's going to be a third book after When We Met is another book. Again, total standalone. You don't have to read the previous two. It's more of a prequel to When Ashes Fall. So if you've read When Ashes Fall, then the character Dylan will make sense to you. And he is a reoccurring character in this new book, which I haven't released the title. So we're just going to call it New Book for right now.
Yeah.
This one's a little bit darker than the previous two. It is in the same world, so it deals with the same kind of world stuff that's going on at that time. It does take place in 2013, which if you've read these two books, that date will mean something to you. But like I said, it's more of a prequel. So it takes place prior to When Ashes Fall. And it's just another messy love story.
I love this. What has been a book you've read this past year or last year or at some point that you can't stop gushing about?
The Idea of You is one of my favorite romance novels ever.
Yes.
If you've read it, you need to right now. I've read it like 7 times. I just love it. And I don't have time to read a lot just because I'm always writing, but that book is one of my favorites. And Daisy Jones and the Six, I recommend that book endlessly too.
I love this. Well, I would say The Idea of You. I'm living for Harry Styles and Olivia Wilde. Living.
Oh, fabulous.
It's like, oh my gosh, she just needs to have a 14-year-old to me.
Yes, I agree.
You know, it's like, okay, it's happening. You foreshadow the future. Yes, I am living for it. I've been recommending The Idea of You pretty much everywhere. It's on Kindle Unlimited right now, so there's no excuse for those who don't want to pay full price. I did pay full price, and it's still, like, so good.
Her writing is just phenomenal, and yet the storyline just, and every time I read it, like, I think it's going to change. Like, I feel like, oh, I'm going to change the story, or when I get to the last page, it's going to have a different ending. I love the ending. I don't mean that. And it's just beautiful every single time I read it.
It is so good. Yeah, I have to say, I pretty love it. Where can we buy your books, and tell us where we can find you online?
You can buy my books everywhere. I'm a wide author. So Amazon, okay. Kobo, Kindle, you know, obviously yeah. Kindle, Apple, all over the place. And online, I'm Marnie Mann at Instagram, Marnie Mann Facebook. Just Marnie Mann's my real name. So you can find me pretty much everywhere.
Awesome. Thank you, Marnie, for being in the show.
Oh, thanks so much for having me. This was awesome.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support this podcast. Once you connect with fellow romance readers and make new friends, get weekly book recommendations, attend monthly meetups, then join our Patreon community. You can join at whatyourextblog.com/Patreon. Romance lovers, check out Queen Bee Reads Etsy shop for cute and comfortable bookish apparel. The shop also features social justice apparel and fun items from some of your favorite TV shows like The Schitt's Creek and The Office. Use code WHATYOURREAD10 to save. Visit whatyourextblog.com/QueenBeeReads. What to Read Next podcast is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Discover new podcasts to love on frolic.media/podcast. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyourextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.